Since you're here, Russell, do we want to play a little game?
Yeah, go on.
What we want to do is play a little game called Real News or Fake News.
Okay.
And we've got some stuff about you that might be real or might be fake.
Okay, sure. Shall I do this as Donald Trump? Okay, fake news.
You're surprisingly good at that.
Thank you.
Real news or fake news, you've won celebrity crush or weird celebrity crush twice.
That is true, so true, so ugly, king of the mingers. I did that, I won.
Wait, why do you think you're a weird crush?
Well, I'm an unusual looking sort of goblin.
I don't think you are.
Well, that's very kind of you, but I mean, I look a bit like Ellen DeGeneres and I look a bit like Christine Hamilton. There's a touch of H from Steps. There's a lot going on in my face.
Real news or fake news?
John Richardson once cleaned your flat and sent you a bill. Is that real news or fake news?
That is true. So true.
How much?
I don't know. He didn't pay you.
Is it actually that much of an OCD thing, or is it just like a character that he does on the telly?
Oh, he's just got an unusual brain. We used to put Rice Krispies in his slippers. It was so much fun. It was the double noise of the crunch. His feet on the crunch, followed by the, oh, very good, very good, very good. Oh, put Krispies in my bloody slippers.
Next question I need to ask you, Russell.
Okay.
Real news or fake news, you've got Jack Russell called Archie.
That is true, yeah.
So do I.
Oh, lovely stuff, yeah. How old's yours?
He's 9. He's a rescue dog. I got him about 6 months ago.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Are you taking him on tour?
No. I wouldn't be able to concentrate. If he was backstage, it would just, but if I was trying to think, like, what if he savaged someone? What if
he's not that bad, is he?
Nah, but like, the worst thing is when you drift into those situations where, I took him for a walk a little while ago in the summer, and there was a young lady having a picnic, and Arch just went up to her and just weed on her back. And there is nothing that prepares you for that. So I then kind of go over and go, oh, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And what I was trying to say is, look, this is so awkward that this has happened to you. And basically what came out is, do you want a wee on me? And I was so flustered.
It's a shame that you're not taking him on tour, because I was going to ask if you wanted to be like dog buddies and go down the beach or something.
Well, that changes things, because I'm doing Aberdeen on the 22nd and the 23rd, and that's my birthday on the 23rd.
Oh,
March.
Happy birthday
so,
for them.
Thank you very much. So I may get the family up and bring... trouble is, I'll need a dog-friendly hotel.